Sometime during the summer, every summer, the staff and I go off-site for a day to plan the coming year, to think over the year and the activities of the year and to go through the calendar of events for the coming year. And I have instituted the practice several years ago of coming up with a theme for each year. And the theme might be something that is low-key that we simply use as a touchstone. So, for example, when we're wrestling with a solution to a problem or the development of a new program and we get stuck, we might get unstuck by saying, well, what about our theme for the year? And how do we relate this to the theme? And that helps us revitalize our thinking. Sometimes the theme is a little more broadly used in the parish, like the six branches of our work as a parish that we had talked about 2 years ago. This year, we were trying to think about St. Luke's as a community, as a parish. Not only who we are now, but where we want to go. And what we want to do, and what we want to accomplish. And so, we came up with four simple statements. They're on a bookmark with an explanation on the back, at the back of the church. And these are for you to take home with you. And you can take more than one if you're going to share. Take them and give them out to people. And they were, love Jesus, touch something ancient, move forward, do good together today. Love Jesus, touch something ancient, move forward, do good together today. We love Jesus. As Christians, we love Jesus. We love that he has taken on our life and made it part of God's life. That's what we mean when we say eternal life. Eternal life isn't just sort of life that goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. I always found that a little scary, especially when people use the mirror-to-mirror metaphor, right? No. Eternal life goes on, yes. Eternal life goes on because what it is that we get to share in God's life. Because that's what Jesus did in taking on our life, a human life. He made human life part of God's life. And we love Jesus for that. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's always easy. As an old monk told a friend of mine once, this eternal life stuff can be awfully hard. It can be a challenge. The reason it can be a challenge is because in having a relationship with God and sharing God's life in Christ as we do, we are related to something so vastly bigger than us. We are related to the transcendent God, the creator of all that is. All the billions of stars and all the galaxies and everything that is. And so we relate to God who is so far beyond us that we don't always understand what's happening. It's very natural for us to talk to God, to cry out to God, to seek God's help, and to say thank you for blessings received. That's how we touch something ancient. For as long as there have been humans, there have been human beings looking to and crying out to that which is beyond them. We touch something ancient, not only in the formal prayers of our liturgy, but in the cries of our heart. We talk to God. We listen to God, too. This parish is good at that. You all tell me about your prayers. Folks share with me about their prayer life. Folks tell me what they're praying for or who they're praying for. We touch something ancient in that practice. And the reason the practice exists at all is because Jesus has made our life part of God's life. We love Jesus, we touch something ancient. And if you love Jesus, you move forward. Because that's what Jesus does. He moves forward. Throughout the Gospels, he's on the move. He's moving forward. He tells the difficult parable that we heard today while he's on his way to Jerusalem. Jesus is continually on the move, continually moving forward. And he says this very difficult parable. Whoever hates father or mother or brother or sister, whoever doesn't hate father, mother, brother, or sister, cannot be my disciple. And we're all so used to thinking of hate as being something that's very unspiritual that we are startled when he says that. And it helps us to look at the Greek. The Greek word for hate that's used there is meseo, which means hate, but it means hate in the comparative sense. Like, I love cauliflower. I really do. I love cauliflower. But I hate corn on the cob. Okay? Comparative. Right? And then when we remember that Jesus, throughout the Gospel of Luke, is trying to expand our sense of fellowship. There's a prayer in the back of the prayer book that says it beautifully. It asks God to enrich our lives by ever-widening circles of fellowship. And whenever I pray that prayer, I imagine a stone being dropped into a lake and the rings going outward. Ever-widening circles of fellowship. It's like Deacon Greg has told us a couple times in a sermon, baptismal water is thicker than blood. We get put into bigger and bigger and bigger circles of fellowship so that our domain of concern becomes more than just our biological family. It becomes all of God's people. It becomes all people. So moving forward means participating in that ever-widening circle of fellowship. And we as a parish want to move forward. We want to grow our parish because we want to invite people into that ever-widening circle of fellowship. And let's be clear about this. There are lots of churches out there. You know, statistics were released this week about all the denominations, and all of them are shrinking. All but a couple are shrinking. And people get all worried about that. And I hear parishes say all the time, we need to get more people in here to improve our budget. No. No, no, no. We are not seeking to grow this parish to improve our budget. Let me be absolutely clear about that. We are seeking to grow this parish to invite more people into life in Christ. Because that's what we experience as being powerful and meaningful and life-giving. Ever-widening circles of fellowship. That's what it means to move forward in Christ. And if we have those ever-widening circles of fellowship, then the areas that we care about grow. And that's why we do good together today. We get concerned about doing good in the world because our domain of concern has expanded. It has become more Christ-like. So we want to care for those in need, and we want to help advocate for restructuring social structures that keep people down. We do that a lot in this place. St. John's Guild and our work with Isaac, the thrift shop, Partners in Housing Transition, the folks who work with Loaves and Fishes, most recently the Diaper Bank, the folks who knit for Siemens Church Institute. All of these are ministries that grew from the heart of our folks having a heart for strangers and others, because we've participated in the ever-widening circle of fellowship that is life in Christ. It's who we are. It's what we do. So, in the coming year, I want us to be more of who we are. The goal of this program year, the vision that we have for this year, the theme for this year, is to be who we really are. To live into who we really are. And to live into it more than we've done in the past. When I first came to this church, you know what? That was more than 8 years ago. October 1st is my 8th anniversary and the beginning of my 9th year with you. And when I first came here, I said, so tell me, what is St. Luke's all about? And people would tell me stories about the recent conflict and troubles that had happened. And I would think, no, in my head, no, that's not what St. Luke's is all about. That's something bad that happened, but that's not what St. Luke's is about. And I'd keep asking and I'd keep hearing something about the troubles. But I kept watching. And I kept seeing amazing things being done in the name of Christ out in the world. And finally, through various conversations around the parish and with various groups and other things, I realized and shared with you all, and you agreed, that spirituality in action is really St. Luke's. Not just since I got here, before me, and in fact, before all of you. We found this tendency to put our spirituality in action through the whole history of the parish. All 180 plus years. This has been a place, has always been a place, and we are a place now that loves Jesus. That touches something ancient. That moves forward. That does good together today. We're going to keep doing that. It's who we are. It's what we do. It's who Christ has called us to be. So I invite you to keep those four sentences, or that little haiku if you put them together. Keep that before your thoughts and prayers for this program year, as we be more of who God has called us to be.